The following program is a presentation of the Fly Pod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders, the Director of Teaching and Learning, Jennifer Barrett, and we have two fifth grade teachers, Lori Majors, Kim Crawford, and we have an inclusive teacher in the special education area, Madeline Rivera-Gill. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jennifer, let me begin with you. Can you describe your ELOT program? ELOT, of course, standing for Edgewood Leaders of Tomorrow. What is this all about? Give us the overview.
Absolutely. So this is a program that we have with our juniors and seniors at Edgewood High School. And it goes along with a lot of the other pieces that we have here at Edgewood in terms of constantly thinking about how we create an opportunity for our younger and older students to collaborate so that our older students have an opportunity to mentor our younger students. What we find is that they learn much more from each other than they often learn from us. And so in this program, we have a couple of juniors or seniors who actually work with one fifth grade classroom. They get to know those students really well throughout the year, and then they attend Bradford Woods with them in the spring.
I love the whole idea of mentoring. I think it is effective in many, many cases. I've spoken with other schools over the years that do this mentoring with good results. So, excellent. Well, Lori, let me ask you, give me your view of the Bradford Woods program. I mean, what do you like most about it?
I have been a teacher for 39 years, and I resisted going to fifth grade for years and years because I wanted to avoid Bradford Woods with all my power. And then when I did move to fifth grade, I seriously want to go back and redo all of the years that I missed out because it is just such a great experience for the kids. I love seeing the kids interacting with each other in a setting other than the classroom. It's like a huge three-day sleepover with your classmates.
Yeah, that's a great description. You know, we move on to different things, and sometimes we learn. You know, you stop short of calling it regret, but you're glad you did it nonetheless.
Definitely.
Explain to me how you view your students benefiting from the whole process.
Well, we talked this morning, a bunch of fifth grade teachers were sitting around, and one of the things that really is amazing is that you get to see the kids and all of the teachers actually unplug for the 3 days. So it's a place where we have hands-on nature experiences. Like I said, the students do stay on site and they're engaged in structured outdoor education from the minute we get there until we load the buses that Friday afternoon. It's immersive, experiential learning for students. They learn about forest and water ecology, wildlife tracking and habitats. They learn about sustainable practices and environmental stewardship. And it aligns very well with our science and social studies curriculum here at our school.
That's a great tie-in. You've had a lot of years at teaching. Would you say to a young teacher, don't deprive yourself of this opportunity?
Definitely. Yes, it really helps develop the kids' social and leadership skills and gives them a break from traditional learning and fosters their creativity and exploration. So it's a great place.
Kim, precisely what activities are students involved in at Bradford Woods? Can you give us a description?
I can. They are involved in activities from the moment they get there until the moment they leave. Those activities consist of instincts, which is a tag game where they are a carnivore, a herbivore, or an omnivore. And it's basically just a big tag game in the woods. They also get a choice recreation, which might include ultimate frisbee or archery, basketball, fishing, nature drawing. So we let the kids pick what recreation they go to. And then they're always hiking, doing tree classification. They identify water creatures in the little streams. They build fire and shelter out in the trails. And then they also do Native American stations right before we leave, which does include one hit favorite, which is the atlatl, which is like throwing a spear.
As a teacher, what would you say you like most about the Bradford Woods program and that experience?
I like seeing the kids that are not as involved in class become very involved in the outdoor program. It tends to lead to that hands-on and team-building activities that some of them really need.
Well, sometimes, you know, for students to come alive, it takes shaking things up a bit. And this is a real departure from the traditional setting, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. We can do it some in our classroom or in the yard around our school, but getting them out into the woods and participating in all of these activities really embraces the outdoors.
Well, you have observed the students. Can you give me an example or two of how you see them benefiting?
I see them benefiting by actually getting involved with other kids that they may or may not have ever talked to at our school. So it does work on their social skills, and it helps them foster those to make them stronger with that knowledge of how to communicate with other people.
Does it bring on any activities that almost require collaboration, where they have to kind of team up and help each other do things?
It absolutely does. When they go out on the night hike, they do a lot of activities like trying to figure out what smells are, and they have to work together. They don't have the sight. So they take away some instincts that you normally would use to be able to have them work together to try to figure out activities.
Madeline, as an inclusion teacher, your day involves working with special education students, a little different from the other teachers, but how do you go about supporting your students at Bradford Woods?
You know, a lot of it takes place before we even get to the park. So we're looking at students and making sure they're in collaborative teams that are going to make them feel comfortable. We're making sure that in a pinch, they've got extra supplies waiting for them at the park. We're making sure that there are snacks available for them in the evenings. Those are kinds of things that I am front loading before we even get there, along with my teammates. But once we're there, I'm focused on just making sure the students are comfortable, engaged in the activities, participating with their friends, being good listeners to their adults. It's really not too different than what the other teachers are doing with their students. And like Lori and Kim said earlier, this is actually oftentimes an opportunity for our students to shine in ways that we don't get to see in the regular classroom.
Do you ever find that some of your students may be talking about very finite experiences they had at Bradford Woods weeks later, where they'll bring it up and want to talk to you about it?
Well, actually, as someone who got to go as a fifth grader in 1985, most of the teachers that I work with have already heard my stories. So absolutely, the students carry their experiences. They bring it back to the classroom. It's part of our ongoing conversation from then on out.
So I think it's fair to say that you like the Bradford Woods program and how it serves your students well, correct?
100%.
Yeah, that's what I sense. Well, can you give me an example or two of how the Bradford Woods program is helping your students? I mean, do you see the difference, the benefit?
You know, in many cases, maybe many is too strong of a word, but we have students who've never slept away from home before. They're scared to have this experience. They wonder what it's going to be like when it's bedtime. And to see them give it a chance, go through the day, and then end up in their cabins and realize, I am exhausted. I am going to be able to sleep. And then wake up with that sense of accomplishment and confidence to head into the next day is extremely rewarding. They're overcoming fears while they're there. They're having, for the very first time, maybe they're trying new foods that they haven't had before. They're certainly seeing things out in nature or learning about the history of the actual park that they did not anticipate getting exposed to.
You know, that's wonderful. And the inclusive nature of the Bradford Woods program, I think, is just an excellent dimension to your overall programming. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, it gives everybody an opportunity to show their leadership, their strengths in a way that just cannot always be captured in a traditional classroom setting.
Yes, I thoroughly understand. Well, Jerry, as superintendent, how would you rank the Bradford Woods program and what it's achieving? Because I'm hearing a lot of really positive comments and feedback over the whole experience for students, for the teachers themselves.
Well, Bradford Woods is one of the most important programs that we have here at Edgewood Schools. It's a program that I've believed in my whole career, really. In 1987 and 1988, when I was first teaching, I was a fourth grade teacher, but I was the only male teacher in the building. So I was called upon to go to Bradford Woods to sleep in the tents with the boys. Back then, they didn't have the cabins. They had tents, and so they needed somebody to be over in the section where the boys were. And so I got that opportunity and fell in love with Bradford Woods from that point on. And it's just fun to watch these students and the teachers interact in a setting outside of the school. You learn so much more than the academics. It's you learn leadership. You learn how to be a little independent, off by yourself, away from your parents, and you learn how to get along with others. Just so much that happens in those 3 days. When I was a principal, we had a fifth grade banquet at the end of every school year. And I would call each individual student up on stage, and we would talk about that student. And one of the things that I brought out about each student was, what was their favorite experience in elementary school? The number one answer by far was always Bradford Woods. That's how much it means to these students. And it's such a great experience. And I just want to say that we have the best of fifth grade teachers in the state of Indiana. I mean, I really could have brought all of them and been very proud to do that, but I could only bring a few. And so these are the three that wonderful teachers that helped me out today, and we'll get three more. We'll do this again next year. We'll do three more, because I just think our community and our parents really need to understand just really how important Bradford Woods is, what a great program it is that we have that available in Edgewood Schools.
That statement is just wonderful. Honestly, you know, my real standout thing in this is I love the whole mentoring aspect of this, and anything schools can do to help pull the younger students along and up, as it were, and help them prepare for what's next in the higher grades, that's all a good thing. But they're experiencing life, which you can never go wrong with that. Very good topic today. I appreciate all of your sharing. Hey, stay the course. And I want to thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of theflypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.